Brewers looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Orioles. Jimmy Nelson on the hill on this 4th of July in Milwaukee. The Brewers paying tribute to World War II and Korean War veterans before the game. We pick it up in the second, scoreless Stephen Vogt at the plate with a man on facing Ubaldo Jimenez.
Vogt sends one in the air, right center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! It is on for Stephen Vogt. He has done it again and hit it out of here in deepest right center. It's his third since joining the crew, and it gives Milwaukee a 2-0 lead. Eric Thames sends one to right deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! And way gone for Eric Thames. And the Brewers add one more on the 22nd of the year for Eric Thames. The pitch. Swing, a drive to right, deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Travis Shaw. He just hit number 18 on the year, and that one got out of here to the bullpen in right center.
Nelson lifts the leg and deals. Swing and a miss. A high slider. Mancini chased it. Strikeout number 7 for Jimmy Nelson. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jimmy Nelson. He's got 8 on the day.
The Brewers win for the fourth time in five games, taking it 6-2. Jimmy Nelson, the victory, going 7 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run, striking out 8. Mark Trumbo had to leave the game in the 6th with a left calf contusion. The Orioles have now dropped 4-5. The Brewers win for the fourth time in five games. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
Well, he's had a couple good days for sure, and it's, he's swinging the bat well. I mean, I'm going to caution everybody to get too excited about the last week of April, because I think I don't want to go back to expecting that. I don't think that's fair, but I think he looks good. I think he's mentally in a good place, and he's swinging the bat well, having very good at bats. And just to me, some of the takes, this stuff, the walk in the first, I thought was just kind of a good example of that.
Jimmy today was kind of more of the same. He seems to be in a really nice groove for you right now.
Yeah, no, he was outstanding. I mean, the first 6 innings were, he was in a good groove as I think we've seen him this year for sure. A couple double plays helped him out. The trouble in the 7th was, certainly wasn't a lot of hard contact. It was just some funky plays that they created a rally with, but he made a big pitch to get out of it. We had to work hard to get out of that inning, but he made a big pitch in a big spot.
Was going to the pinch hitter, I'm sorry.
It pretty much has the same thing. His count was low. Was it just more offense you were looking for? Is a good time to make?
It's a combination of a couple things. I mean, his spot's leading off the inning. I think it's a chance to score right there and put the, put the game a little bit farther out. And then I thought he worked hard that inning. I did think he worked hard that 7th. Jacob needed an inning today. Jacob needed the pitch. I think he's pitched once in the last 11 days. So I wanted to get him an inning. So, you put a couple of things together, and I thought it was the right thing.
You toyed with the idea of maybe putting Corey in the 9th, or was that Carlos all the way?
No, it was Carlos all the way to start the inning, yeah. Yeah.
Craig, with your guys against Ubaldo, he was a guy coming off a really, really good game, and then a bad game before that, a veteran. I mean, you sort of not know what you're going to get coming.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I mean, he pitched a wonderful game his last start, 8 innings, 2 hits, I believe. So we did a nice job. I think we made him, throw strikes a little bit was good, and I thought Steven had a really good at bat. The home run he hit, that was a tough at bat. He got down in the count right away, and a couple foul balls, and then the home run. So, getting on the board against him, I think a guy like that, I think just getting a lead and getting on the board against him was big. Broxton had a beautiful bunt, something he's been working on a little bit. So that was an important play as well.
For Vogt, you think it makes a big difference to make an impact early when you come over to a new fresh start?
It's always helpful for sure. I think it, you know, you want to do something. You want to prove yourself no matter who you are, even if you've been in the league. I think there's this little thing that you want to prove yourself. And he's got off to a heck of a start. He's been really valuable. He swung the bat really well and been a big part of a couple wins.
How do you think he's looked behind the plate? Is he meshing pretty good with the pitchers so far overall?
He's done a nice job. I mean, this is Manny's caught every one of Jimmy's starts so far this year. So this was the first one Jimmy had thrown to a different catcher, and you know, Jimmy was locked in. I thought he did a nice job. He's very prepared. He does know these hitters because he's been in that league, so he's faced these hitters, you know, received with these hitters. He's going to be prepared. I mean, he knows what he's doing behind there.
Just on Jimmy's in that seventh, the top of the seventh, did Eric Thames say anything about?
Yeah, Eric, you know, Travis made a little move to go to second base, and Eric set up. You know, I think that's where Eric's thought was when he went to the base, is to set up for a throw from the second baseman. And then, you know, his eyes got to the ball from Travis late because of that, I think. And I think that's why he missed it.
Think Travis made the right play? You think any chance for a triple play?
Well, I mean, I think when you're up five runs, the right play, if we'll take two outs, is fine, yes. Yeah.
Pinch hitting Sogor, was that just to get him a bat?
Pinch hitting, it was to score more runs. Yeah.
Eric Thames with two home runs, leading Milwaukee to the victory.
Oh, definitely. And just like hearing like Council's voice and how, you know, he's all right, there's no pressure, just relax, take a few days off, breathe, and get back to it. And I was all right. So, you know, I did, you know, I relaxed for a few days, you know, I was hanging out with DC a lot, you know, talking mechanics, and then of course, you know, just being able to breathe and kind of just, you know, all the All-Star game stuff and all the pressure stuff kind of like, you know, let go, and now I'm just playing. So now, like, everybody's kind of feeling the mojo off each other, so we're going to keep rolling.
What was the All-Star stuff? Just wondering about whether you'd go?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's human, you know, that's it. So it is what it is. So just trying to have fun and keep playing.
Did they ever ask you about the Derby?
If they did, they must have the wrong number. I don't know. But no, I mean, and personally, you know, I don't really like doing stuff like that because I did that in Korea, and for like 2 weeks, my swing was just jacked up. So it's all right. I'll watch Judge and those guys just, you know, let it eat.
Up next, the Brewers go for the sweep of the O's on Wednesday with Matt Garza on the hill.